Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, so I'm here with my colleague Emily Saul, who's in the courtroom every day covering the Elizabeth Holmes trial. And we are now really getting into the meat of this trial. Things are getting serious. One of the witnesses that the prosecution called was Justin Offen, a PricewaterhouseCoopers security expert, which is kind of a strange witness to call, but there's an explanation for it. He was there solely for the purpose of introducing texts between Elizabeth Holmes and Sonny Balwani. And the reason for this is that before the trial, in pretrial hearings, the defense had contested the authenticity of these texts that the government wanted to enter into evidence. And the judge had sided with the defense and said to the government that they needed to do a better job of proving that the texts were authentic. And so to do that, they had to call the guy who actually had to go in and make a tape of Elizabeth's phone and of Sonny's phone. Emily, what did you think of Justin Offen's testimony?
Yeah, so, I mean, Offen came in. He was sort of what you would expect of a custodial witness. You know, he doesn't have any skin in the game except for the fact that he took the devices and processed all of them and made a spreadsheet containing all of the communications that he was able to pull from the devices between Sonny and Elizabeth. You know, it was very cut and dry testimony, but these were some of the first instances in which jurors did get to see the communications between the two.
And the witness did read some of these texts, and prosecutors read some of them too, but it doesn't sound like the prosecutors gave a lot of context for them. And so that what that suggests to me is that prosecutors are just introducing the texts into the evidence, and they're going to come back to them later when other trial witnesses are called to the stand and place them in context.
Precisely. He created the spreadsheet, so he's there to basically be able to say, I made this under oath. I can attest that, you know, these are the texts, but he can't really say anything else. So it's, you very commonly see this in trials, and that a custodial witness will bring in something and the prosecution will return to it later.
And one of the things I was happy to see is that most, if not all, of those text passages that were introduced were exactly the ones that we had actors read in episode 3 of this podcast. All right, let's move on to the next witness, and that was General Jim Mad Dog Mattis. He was once a member of Theranos' board. He used to be a very strong supporter of Elizabeth Holmes. What was the point of calling Mattis to the stand? What were prosecutors trying to do there?
So Mattis was definitely there to establish a couple of things. One was that, he, as a member of the board, was repeatedly misled by Elizabeth Holmes. The other was that Theranos, at least to the best of his knowledge, as someone with a top security clearance, never had any sort of contract with the U.S. military.
Right. And of course, the latter point is important to establish before the next stages of the trial, when the prosecution is going to call investor witnesses. And they will testify to the fact that Sonny and Elizabeth repeatedly told them